Welcome to the New Earth Architectress, where we'll be exploring together what is an architectress, what is the New Earth, and how is the evolution in consciousness paving the way for your leading role in architecture. I'm your host, Aisha Rose Melody Hassan, and I'm so excited to share with you what's possible when you lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and your divine calling. If you're a woman architect or designer who's hearing a deep call to take your stand as an ancient temple builder of the future, welcome. Now is the time, and we are the ones. Hello, welcome to the New Earth Architectress podcast. We have a very special guest with us today, all the way in California, very far from where I'm living right now, in Izmir, in Turkey. And she is a colleague who is also weaving magic and spirit and intuition and land energetics and house healing and feng shui and tarot. I mean, she's going to share more into her design practice, and she's going to share about what she does, why it's working so well for her clients, and how she's pioneering the new architecture and the new design through this new way. So I'm so delighted to have you on our podcast, Rachel Lorraine. Lorraine, you also have a second name. Is it Lorraine that you prefer using, or?
Rachel Lorraine. Lorraine's my middle name, and then Crawford is my last name. So So when I was starting, which was back in the early 2000s, I knew at some point I'd be marrying my boyfriend. And so I didn't want to use my last name. So then I just used Rachel Lorraine. And then that just kind of stuck. And then when we finally did get married, the Crawford came on, but I didn't start really using it till probably the last couple of years. So most people know me as Rachel Lorraine.
All right. Okay. Well, thanks for Brie. I didn't know that. Thanks for bringing that clarification. Names are important. So Rachel Lorraine Crawford. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. I've got a long name as well. And some people are like, why is your URL so long? I said, it just had to be that way. And I did it. And it's like those South American, long names where they attach, all the family members onto the last name.
Yeah, I'll respond to any of them. It's fine.
Yeah, great. You're a multidimensional woman, Rachel. Yeah, many different aspects and archetypes, right, working through you. Speaking about the tarot and all this energy work that you are doing and that you have been doing for years now, and finally it's all coming together into this new methodology anchoring in. I'd love for you to share for our listeners what you do, what you're up to in the field of design, and how is it paving the way for the future? Yeah.
So I just remember being so torn between design, which is what I went to school for so long, and just practicing, and then being reawakened to my intuition when I became pregnant with my oldest son. But before that, of course, always being, connected and curious about the spiritual world and all of that. So there was a time where I was very split between these two worlds of like, I'm super, super spiritual. I love the tarot. I'm, become a Reiki master. I'm doing singing bowls. I'm, connecting with the land. And then also having, interior design as my trade and what I was doing. So being able to integrate both of them and it was a slow start. I was slowly sharing with clients about feng shui. Feng shui piece was really a bridge between both of them because it had the aspect of design along with
spiritual. Right. Yeah.
So that was kind of that gateway. And I would talk a little bit about it with clients. And if they bit, then we would go all in and they'd want more. And what's a space clearing? And oh my God, what's this and that? And, like all these things came to be. So, and then there's other clients that are just strictly design. But of course, being a spiritual person, I'm constantly connecting in that realm, whether or not the client knows, because I'm connecting with them and their energetics and the spirit of the home. So, there's an underlying current that's happening, whether or not the client receives it or knows about it, I should say. They're always receiving it. But they'll always express, I feel this energy with you. I feel calm. I feel, held and, guided. And so there's always that. And we're always going to attract the people that we're meant to attract and deter the others that aren't, fit for us.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I'm hearing that there's this earlier on in your in this your career in design that you were still keeping the tarot and spiritual practice, the magic practice separate from the design, and then you slowly started to integrate it together, especially with the feng shui. The feng shui was the bridge. And back that was one of the earlier modes of spiritual practice that was more acceptable, I think, right? In North America, it became accepted. Oh, it's like, oh yeah, I've heard that feng shui, right?
That, so it's
Yeah,
familiar.
it's more, it felt more comforting rather than like, ooh, what is this tarot? Or yeah, and then I hear that it's like, okay, right, like then if the clients bite, right, then you give them more. And of course you said that they're already unconsciously receiving as well. On that note, are you finding that you're attracting more and more people who are receptive to working with energy and spirit?
Yeah, I'm finding more people because when they look at my profile online, even on my website, it's very it has the spiritual
Yeah.
woven to it. People know me as that.
Yeah.
And then they see my Insta and they just know that's who I am. So that's who I'm attracting to me. So if somebody's, like I said, propelled by it or not into it, they're not even going to really
They're not
engage.
even gonna make the call. Yeah.
Yeah, and I get a lot of referrals. So sometimes I'll get, referrals from contractors and they don't even know that part of me. But like I said, once they find out that that's kind of what I'm about, then they kind of go all in or there's just some sort of attraction.
Yeah.
I'll get projects and it's totally fine. It's like it's just not the right alignment and it just,
Right. Yeah, exactly. I find that there's just this one, yeah, juicy piece that often will spark that alignment for us as well as the clients. And then once that juicy spark, I can't really think of any examples right now, but then it's like boom, okay, we're on, we're going. Yeah, I think it's yeah, it's important, just in terms of, well, I mean, I take a bit of a different approach. I do require that they are interested in working with spirit and energy. So I do screen the clients that are coming in, but not in a way that's like forceful, but that there's an openness, right,
got it.
to like a
I haven't thought about
different
it like that.
process, that there's an openness to a different process. And I'm finding that that's working well because I found that I've often had to contort myself. It's more, I think everyone has their different path, especially in this realm. But for me, I was over efforting and trying to contort myself into being something I wasn't, and it was depleting my energy. And so I'm like, okay, well, let's make an application form for these clients, which is something that we are not used to, right? As architects and designers, the firms that I worked in different parts of the world, different sizes of companies, and then even working on my own for a while. I found that the architect was often contorting themselves to make the client happy. Or there would be another extreme where the architect would be like obsessed with just doing his or her style of design, right? And then
Sure.
not really listening to the soul of the client and the needs of the land.
Yeah.
So I just love what you're doing, and I love how you're such an amazing role model for women architects and designers. And Yeah, share more about this unique modality, some of the projects that you've worked on, and some of the success stories. Yeah.
Yes. So one project in particular comes to mind. I remember when I first met the homeowner, she had found me on a platform here in the States through House. And it's where different designers will,
Yeah.
showcase their work. And you can search for, a designer by location, by style. And you'd kind of put in interior designer for Encinitas. And then different people would come up and you'd have to just scroll and scroll and scroll until you connected or whatever.
Right.
So she reached out, and for whatever reason, she was attracted. And we were, toward the bottom of the list. I mean, we're not maybe in the middle of the list, but we didn't pay for
Okay.
ads or anything. So we're not at the
Right.
top. We're not
Right. You're not at the top. Boosted to the
spotlighted.
top. Yeah.
But I remember her message coming through, and there was something about her name and just the way she wrote. And I was like, I got to get back to her like ASAP. So I just remember like connecting with her, and she wanted to meet. We met up, and I was with my business partner at the time, who wasn't spiritual or in that realm in the way that I am. And we met with her, and she was talking to us about the project and how it was a piece of property. It was giant. There is like a compound on there and a basement and like almost like these little houses that people would rent out and old cars that had been abandoned and trailers and all kinds of weird stuff. And she was talking to us about it, and she was, saying about getting somebody to clear it, or somebody went up there. She had a psychic, or somebody was up there. And my partner was like giggling a little bit. And she's like, "No, I'm serious. I'm serious. Like, this is what I was doing because, there's all this energy up there." And he's like, no, I'm laughing because this is what Rachel does. Like, Rachel does this. She connects with the property and she does the clearings, and she's like, "Wait, what? Like, you're a designer and you
And you
offer."
do this,
So it was just this aha moment for her. Her eyes got
wow.
big. She was like, "Where do I sign this check? Like, let's do it."
Yes.
So that was really amazing. And then once we got talking to her more about the project, I wanted to do a clearing or at least a connection with the property before they demoed it, because it was a property that was condemned. There was no way they could, it had to come down, and we were going to build the new house, a pool house, an ADU, like all these things. And so we went up to the property before it was demoed. I did a little connection with the house, and then we offered a land ceremony. So basically, with that is we create a cairn, a rock structure, to just honor the land, and we built it with the rocks and the items that were on the property already. It was a property of a bunch of avocado trees and fruit trees, and just a lot of fruit and abundance in that realm. Animals were always around. It overlooked the ocean. It was absolutely gorgeous. So we brought her there. She brought her photo albums. She brought jam because her husband's side of the family would make jam, and that was part of their upbringing. And she brought her favorite wine and her favorite chocolate and games. And I brought rice from my heritage, being Filipino, and just other things, sacred things that we wanted to share, and flowers just as an offering.
Beauty,
And
right? You can never have enough beauty in those ceremonies.
we built the cairn, and we poured the wine, and we poured the sugar and the rice and the chocolate and the flowers, and we decorated it. And she shared with the property who she was, who her family is, what their intention is for the space, what they wanted to bring onto the land, how they were going to take care of the land. So it's just a beautiful way for her to connect with the property itself, because every time she went up there, she felt really more like a visitor, like she wasn't supposed to be there. It was a
Okay, yeah.
lot of stuff going on with that. So we did that. They did the demo. I did another clearing. And then when it was time to lay the foundation, I connected with her. Like, what's the intention for the ADU? What are we looking at to fill in the pool house? What do we want in the main house? Like, what's the goal here? How long do you want to live here? What do you want this space to be for you? What do you want to give space? And based on that, I created a map. So I put the Bagua map on top of the floor plan for each one of the spaces. And then
Right.
I corresponded crystals to each one of those intentions as well as the connection with the Bagua map and what area does what or represents what in which direction. And then before we laid the foundation and the crystals, I had her write a letter to the home to express all these intentions and feelings. But before that, the night before, she called me and I remember I was out and she's crying. And I'm like, what's the matter? She's like, I can't do this. I can't. I don't feel right. I don't feel deserving. I don't, this isn't my house. It's like, oh my gosh. Okay. So we had to do like a huge release sing ceremony beforehand. So I was talking it. Oh, I'm like, okay, this is what you do. I'm like out at a party.
Holding space for her and doing
Holding
healing
space.
work, right?
Yeah. I stepped away. My husband's like, where are you going? I'm like, I gotta go for a second, you know. And so I went over to the corner and I was giving her instructions. Okay, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to write. This is the space that you need to create before you do all this. And then she did it that next morning because that's the time of day that she was at her best. And it released, it broke. So then once she was able to do that, she was able to come into a space to receive and to write and to share. So then all of those, yeah, it was crazy. So then all of that got handwritten. I always have them handwrite because there's a lot of power in your signature, your writing.
Paper, pencil.
Took that and we placed it underneath the main crystal generator. So it's encased. And then I went around and we did a blessing beforehand. The foreman came on the project. My partner came on with me, the foreman's wife, their grandchild came, like everybody
I
came.
love the character. Everybody's there. Yeah, it's so great.
We made a beautiful circle. We blessed the crystals that were going to go into the space. And then I placed everything in. We placed her intentions. And then the guys came out, and the construction guys also just sat around and waited. And then they poured the cement over everything. And
They must
afterwards,
have loved it.
it was really cool. And just to see all of them like witness it all. And the cement guy was like, did you just put crystals in the foundation? I was like, he's like, oh my gosh, this is the coolest thing. So they were all on board. So now they're encased into the foundation of the home. So they'll forever be there, which is really, really beautiful. And
And so they moved on into moving into that property. They're living there.
they live there now. Every once in a while, I'll go and do a clearing. That space up there is just sort of a weird sort of vortex where energy just comes and goes. It's like, you know, so we'll go and do a clearing every once in a while, reset.
And that space that you're talking about is the one that you where you did the ceremony rather than the house being on that vortex. Is that correct? Or
Yeah, it's
what
almost
was
like the
it?
property itself has this weird sort of vortex energy, a portal way where things kind of come and go and pass.
I got it. I experienced a property like that in Muskoka, and it was actually a very challenging one. In the Muskoka's region in Canada. I mean, without going into too much detail, it just I think that it really those some of those properties, especially with these powerful portals and vortexes, I actually would lose my sense of orientation there. I would lose the sense of where north is or where south is, and I could feel a double turning. So one turning in one direction and then another, which often I think vortexes do have those kinds of characteristics, energetic characteristics. And it was just very challenging for the clients as well. So it was like, look, like if you're not ready to step up into the your bigger, bolder self, right? Which is what I'm hearing in some ways, maybe what was happening to your client, right? You facing shadows, facing the fears, those need to be released. Of course, in a not in a kind of like, oh, just clear everything away and everything's going to be rainbows and butterflies. But really to use the force of the power of the shadow actually as a transmutation force, as a transformative force. And clear those those potential sabotaging energies. That's what I'm finding a lot with my clients, that there's a lot of sabotaging energies that can come up. And it's like, I can't do this. I'm not gonna be able to build my dream sanctuary. And so how blessed is she that she was able to, like, that she signed up and called on the right designer, right? She had no idea that you were an amazing witch.
Yeah, and she was interviewing so many designers prior to us. I mean,
no way.
She just wasn't finding the right person. She didn't click.
Yeah, it just, yeah.
In the way of, she needs to click with the person, even with our contractors, with anyone right. that we bought on property, she had to connect with them.
Yeah, to and connect with them.
It wasn't going to work. So
wow. Good on her though, for using her intuition, right? There's a lot of clients that will be either, I don't know, like swayed by external forces or people, or, you know, husbands, family, father, mother, you know, society, right? But she listened to her intuition and she called you in. She called you in and look at the magic that occurred. It's probable that the nature spirits were supporting her too, huh? Like the,
sure. And the funny thing about all this too, is she had a house down the street from this new property and which she adores and loves, and it's very sentimental to her. And I was like, you know, what are you doing with that house? Like, what are you going to do? And she's like, you know, they're going to rent it. I'm like, well, would you rent it to me? So I'm living in their previous home.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Really special.
Yeah. I mean, he built, like, her husband built his business here. He's extremely successful. Like all,
so
and then
like
they
you're stewarding something that they've also cultivated in the past. Oh, that's so beautiful. What a great connection.
Moving this land and this property.
Wow.
And not until, I don't know when, until, you know, the next phase happens. But they had two boys. We have two boys. So it's kind of neat, just like the parallels.
That's really beautiful. Yeah. It's like a kind of like a soul sister or some kind
Absolutely. We always like our sisters. We're just like, we are, you know.
That's amazing. Wow. They're really, again, so blessed to have magnetized you and you them as well. Yeah. Wow. Great client. Sounds like an amazing, experience. And I love the image of the, you know, the offerings, the chocolate, the wine, like everything that you poured all the love and care and attention onto the land. I mean, these are practices that we used to do all the time, right? In ancient traditions. You know, I'm Turkish. I'm a Turkish Canadian. And so growing up in Canada, I was, especially up where my parents live right now on Lake Huron, there's the Saugeen Nation there, the Ojibwe tribes or, you know, nation. And it's integrated into decision-making in the community, right? Like to connect with the land, to ask for guidance, to give offerings, you know, to what degree does it happen all the time now in their culture? You know, that's a question mark, but there's a lot of storytellers, right? And a lot of artists and musicians, contemporary musicians that are coming out, the young generation who are weaving that magic, weaving the speak with spirit back into their art, into their way of being, into their way of walking this earth. And likewise with the nomadic cultures of Türkiye, right? Of the Turkic tribes. I mean, just like the stories and the drumming and the garments, right? It's all oozing, like emanating sacred, energetic vibrations.
And then just using all of this, it just builds and builds and builds and builds. And so that energy has been, you know, transferred down for generations. And that's why it makes it so strong.
Yeah. Yeah. And women like you, and just in a moment, I'm going to ask also about the design coven. You know, you're also a mentor for other women designers, maybe also men as well. And just before that, just, you know, I want to say that it's just so important for us to bring these traditions back, weave this back into architecture and design. Well, A, it's really practical actually, because it really just opens the way for, permits to go through, for divinely aligned builders and contractors to come into the picture.
Yeah. And we built this property all through COVID. So we started in 19 and we ended in 21. So we didn't miss a single day of production. It was construction all the way through. And even though things were struggling, we had already like it was almost like we were being really guided and held because we had
Wow.
pre-ordered like everything.
Okay.
Everything was already ordered. So it wasn't like we
So
were losing out on material. So we were just like going gangbusters. We had everything. Everyone had already pre-planned. So it was just like we
yeah,
weren't waiting
there
for
was a
stuff.
flow. Yeah.
Oh, and that's what pulled us through that whole time because we didn't really have, we had a couple other projects, but that was the main project that kept us
Yeah.
afloat.
I mean, it's just there's a lot of people. I mean, amazing. That's really wonderful news. And it sounds like, again, the nature spirits and spirit and, all your higher selves and everyone was really really creating the container to make this thing happen, right? To manifest it, to realize it, this project. Yeah, I mean, it's just at this point, it's like, I think it's, we see it in so many different fields, right? In medicine, in quantum physics. I mean, everyone is now talking about a more spiritual, energetic approach. So I think it's high time that it's officially like, entered into the mainstream and woven into more conventional
Absolutely.
practice because it's not just airy fairy stuff. Like I remember hearing like from colleagues or from others, even that I've mentored, like it's like, okay, we'll just add it on, right? It's like the add-on after, right? Like the pretty stuff. It's like, no. This is the deep,
Yeah.
deep stuff that you start out with in order
Absolutely.
to pave the way for smooth project planning and
Not
design
just
and joy.
sprinkle.
And
Yeah.
yeah. Now, that said, I don't want to, to make it seem like, I've never come up with any issues or problems throughout
Oh
this
no, we
kind
come up
of
with
energy work.
problems.
I mean, the clients are very deeply connected to the property, right? If the clients are somehow going through their own inner shifts, inner stuff, sometimes challenges still arise, right? But there's one example from my house where, just very short, there was a wall in the middle of our stair, in my stair. Didn't like this little low wall actually, but just got it done with this like little curve on the end of it because it was easy and I'm rushing through the design. Basically, someone came in, construction site was totally open, kicked the wall down, okay, kicked it down, stole a bunch of electrical wiring in our house. We've got lots of stories. And plus, I have to just be honest here. I need others, someone like you or, other colleagues to help me because I can't do the sacred blueprint all myself.
It's hard.
It's really hard. That's why it's really important to have mentors. It really is because I'm going through my own shit.
It's like us designing our own spaces. There's no way. It's like,
Right. So, and that said, because I have a practice of connecting with the nature spirits and the spirit of the land and giving offerings, there was just this click moment for my husband and I, and we looked at this broken down wall and it was broken down. Like I'm thinking, oh my God, this is horrible. Look at me. I'm the spiritual architect. And someone's come in and broke down the wall. And this is like the heart of the home, okay? It's great. Really, there's a lot there. There's more depth in there. We could
oh,
have a whole
absolutely.
other conversation about it, but it broke in this kind of curving form. And my husband and I were like,
I like
actually,
that.
should we just come here?
Should we just keep it like
Even.
that?
And we used it as an inspiration, and I actually then it opened the way for me to start crafting with my hands. And I created this sculptural thing, this sculptural wall with this beautiful spiral guard. Anyway, so this is all to just say that this I invite people to not women who are interested in working with spirit and energy, that it doesn't always all have to be rainbows and butterflies. You know, that the our houses teach us something, and all the events, especially during construction.
Oh, that's when everything is just
Yeah.
exposed,
Oh,
exposed.
it's so raw. It's just like, oh my God, my bones. Everybody can see my bones. Yeah. So I just thought that was just a really funny, now we laugh about it and it's a story to tell, right? And actually, now that I'm sharing this with you, I'm thinking to bring something like an album or a like I have a kind of a story, like an album of the, you know, the phases of construction, and to tell that story to my son and maybe his grandchildren. Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
Rachel, so you are doing amazing work, not only with actually like design practice, like your own projects, but you're also you've created this new vessel, relatively new vessel called the Design Coven, and also something called Tiger Veil. Can you share about that
So
container?
Tiger Veil is my interior design firm.
Right.
So, it's inspired by the tiger and empowerment. And I started the firm in 2022, dissolving my partnership with my ex-partner, whom we're still really good friends. But it was a space of empowerment, a space of being seen again by owning my magic, owning my power, owning that feminine creativity. And then the veil represents the veil of the spiritual worlds, the other side,
Yeah,
but
it's
also the
beautiful.
full veil of fabric and material. And I didn't realize it, but when I created Tiger Veil, it was actually in the year of the tiger, which I didn't realize until like afterward. I was like, oh, wait a minute,
Like,
that was like,
no kidding.
yeah, I was, so that was in 2022. At the same time, that was when I created the podcast, which is the Holistic Interior Design Podcast, which was intentionally at the beginning created for potential clients to listen to learn how to be more intentional in their homes, more mindful, learning about feng shui practices, holistic practices of support. And then I started talking to students at college here locally in San Diego and just talking about my personal business, my spiritual business of design. And because the teacher and I are friends, and she's like, you have such a unique perspective, the way you've created your business. Like, no one is doing this. I want you to talk to the students about it. So then I was telling them what I created, like based on my interest and what I believed in and
Oh,
how I
great.
was to create a spiritual interior design firm and this and the practicality of how I do my invoices and just talking about the real life, like this is how I run my business type. You don't really learn in school. And the students would be like, I want to learn more. Like, how do I get more information? How do I intern? How do I mentor? How do I? And I was like, oh my God. So then I was like, well, maybe there's something that I can refer these students to. There could be a program or something that's teaching them. I can't do all of it. So
Right.
I didn't find it. And I was like, okay, what if I just created a membership group where I can bring in all these students or people that are wanting to go into the design industry in a holistic realm, and I can share information to a multitude of them and not just like a one-on-one type of thing. And I more people. And then I was like, and then why don't I change the podcast so that it supports these new designers? So if they can't be with me in person, they can learn from the podcast, they can join the group. And so I created a community. So we've got two tiers at the moment. We've got a free community. So anyone's welcome to join the Design Coven. Absolutely free. Be in our community. We meet every new moon to set intentions for the month for your business,
Amazing.
your personal life, all those things. And then we share resources in there. There's a discussions page where designers can connect with each other, ask for resources, share the troubles and tribulations that they're going through, share their wins. There's podcast playlists in there. all kinds of fun things. And then we've got the pro tier, which all those meetings are virtual as well. So we meet together for the new moon. We also do Mystic Circle, which is a meeting that we do the second Monday of every month at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Nice.
And that's all about strengthening their intuition. So for me, really intuitive and being connected with your intuition is a huge skill for your business. Making decisions, following, leads and knowing when to say no to things. So it was just very sh a strong skill that I felt like these designers should be, tapping. So we do that. And then we also do group coaching once a month and a workshop. So they can pick my
Wow,
brain.
they're getting so much from you for free. That's
Well,
amazing.
the pro tier includes the Mystic
Oh, protein.
Circle.
Okay, good. Okay, because I was thinking like, well, you're good.
Yeah, the free one is just the new moon
Got it.
intention.
Okay, got it. Got it. So
And
you've
then
got
they have
different
access.
tiers. Okay,
Yeah, the
good.
two. And then they have access to all the past library of all the past trainings. We've had past
Nice.
interior designers come on, share their stories of how they started, how they do their pricing, how they operate, like all of
Fantastic.
that. And then there's a secret podcast from all the past recordings that you can listen to if you didn't want to sit and watch it on YouTube. You can catch up,
I love
when you're
it.
house or whatever.
That's great. Oh, what a this is such a it's what a service you're providing, really, for these young aspiring designers. And they have the spark. They have a different energetic too, right? So
And what's
they can hear that they're very, I find that they're quite receptive to the language of spirit and intuition. Is that what you're, yeah,
I'm getting
you
that,
find
but
that?
one thing that was most surprising is I have a lot more second career than students. So I have a lot of people that are coming into design as a second career. They've had previous careers doing different things.
Right.
And they're coming back to themselves because they want to do more purposeful, meaningful work. So they're diving into holistic interior design. And some of them are
Amazing.
going back to school, others are not. Others are wanting to just kind of dive in
Right.
and somebody like me to kind of help them, coach them into this business. And so that's been really, really interesting and
That's
really,
amazing. Yeah.
and they bring life experience with them that they can then
Right.
share with me.
Right.
So
And then within that group coaching context, like what a, I mean, that just becomes such a great resource, right? And it fills the, strengthens the container, and everyone then receives from the group. I mean, group work is just so powerful.
yeah, it's
I,
they're also
yeah.
tight and connected. And if there's any in-person event that I am invited to here in San Diego, I invite them to come with me. So I'm also the communications director for ASID, which is the American Society of Interior Designers. And they've been
Nice.
doing a great job of in-person events. So then it was for me, it was like, well, I don't want to compete. I want to join forces. So we
And
promote,
voices. I love
yeah,
that.
promote each other, we connect. Design Coven's always welcome to the ASID meetings, so it's
Great.
always just like collaboration and connection and just sharing of
Love
ideas,
that.
trying not to double up on things and kind of just create again as a holistic realm. So I'm really supporting these designers, spiritually, mental health wise, connected with intuition, as well as the practical stuff.
I love it. That's great. And it's so needed. I mean, the women that I'm mentoring, women architects and designers, are very much in need of this kind of an ongoing support for sure. It's a place also where you can it helps to stay accountable, right, for what you're going to do, right? It's like, okay, I'm checking in with the group. Okay, I may be like having a nervous breakdown, but at least I know that I've got a coaching session with Rachel on Monday or something, right?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I find, that's just been so supportive for the women that I've been coaching. I do have a group program as well, and one that's coming up in Ephesus at the Ancient City. It's a 4 day intensive, high touch experience at the ancient site there. And we're going to be tapping the power places and the ancient temples. So yeah, it's the first time that I'm going to lead this VIP group. I've been leading one-on-ones in Ephesus, and I'm hearing the call to have an intimate circle. So yeah.
invited to join that.
I missed what you just said at the beginning.
How many people are you looking to
I'm
have?
looking at about I'm looking at about seven women.
Nice.
Yeah, something like that. I find that like each month things shift and change, and but yeah, then no, I'm holding the vessel, the container for that that amount. So I'm excited about it. But yeah, the Design Coven sounds incredible, and I love that they get access to all the past recordings, and that you've got this like these tiers of access. And are you finding that women are, because this is something that comes up a lot for me, where they are actually really scared of speaking their spiritual truth, their magic, their intuition within the realm of design, and they're scared of, you know, especially when it's women who are transitioning from doing more conventional architecture to transitioning to actually weaving spirit full on, full force, with their design practice, and they're coming up, bumping up against like being scared of like being ostracized, fear of being shunned from society, or fear of like really practical stuff like, well, what if I don't get clients? Like, what if they think I'm wacko? Yeah. Do you get that?
Yeah, it's definitely a fear. And I know it's one that I have and had and have struggled with.
Yeah, me too.
But it's like the more I lean into it, the more people are like, you know, very thankful. I'll get messages all the time. I'm so glad that you're being the face of this. I'm still scared. I'm not, you know, I'm not ready to do it. I'm glad that you're putting it out there. I'm glad that you're at the forefront. So I'm just like, okay, I guess this is worth it. I'm just going to keep going.
I know. Do it. Just keep on doing it. Yeah.
I think they need to see an example of what that could look like. Yeah. Cause a lot of it's intangible. It's like, well, how does that even work? Like, how do I weave that in? And
right.
You know,
what are the steps?
Yeah. I think also too, is I'm just trying to share with people that it doesn't have to be the way that I'm doing it. Like, you can do it in your own special way.
Yes, exactly.
That's comfortable for you. And, but it's just this territory that I feel like we haven't really tapped into, and there's so much more growth, but I do feel like I'm seeing a lot more of people talking about it. I've gone to a few design conferences, and they're speaking on it. And it's just kind of surface level. It's kind of like, oh my God, we've, you know, there's this new thing where we're like tapping into spirituality. I'm like, yeah.
Right, like in the energy of the environment. Something, I don't know. Not to diss like, it, but yeah.
Like, I've been around for a little bit.
Yeah, but it's an awakening, right? Yeah.
But it is awakening. It's fun, and it's really cool to see. I support it for sure.
Yeah. And the topic, you could get that more in the zone of wellness, right? Like the wellness topic, and that's where, and that's beautiful, right? And then that's where an opportunity to go deeper, you know, like, okay, well, what is healing? What is wellness? What is it? What is house healing, right? What is property healing? What, wait a second. If all things are connected, and we're, you know, if what I eat affects my mood, right? Could it be that how I configure my home, right, can also affect it? So I think people are awakening more on the mass scale, and more clients are wanting, you know, architects like and designers like you to support them through this process. And I'm finding that, just like you shared with the story of your soul sister and your soul family that you united with, connected with through that project, that I find that we get to be the midwives for birthing their dream project, mm-hmm. and a guide, a way shower, a spiritual teacher that supports them through all the emotional right? Because I mean, it just think about like some Joe Schmo architect, if he got a call like that from your past client, right? Like, I'm freaking out, blah, blah. He'd be like, go call a shrink. Like, I'm not your psychologist, right?
No, it's funny that you say that. I remember being in a store, like really doing the furniture shopping. She gets a phone call from the contractor. They get into a whole spat. She's disheveled afterward and kind of just like, I can't even function. And then I stop and in the middle of the showroom, I'm giving her Reiki, holding her, centering her. And then we're back and centered and we move on with
You
the rest.
go. And that's the feminine. That's the feminine. That's the divine feminine, you know, instead of kind of going, well, that's not my problem. And in a way, he's the architect that I'm talking about is right too. I mean, everyone has a choice, right? Like, you know, in a way they're right. Like, it's like, well, are we going to be just like people's shrinks and psychologists, or are we going to actually, you know, build a building? But I think that that's where, you know, your gifts, our gifts come in into play, and we can really hold space and enrich the whole project through a deepening, right? And a healing process, which is
Absolutely.
the Mother Gaia way, the divine feminine way, the heart-centered leader way. Yeah, that's really beautiful. I love that. So you're just like doing Reiki and the
Yeah, I remember like the showroom, you know, the people that were working in the showroom came up to me afterward and he was just like, "Oh my God, I saw what you're doing. This is amazing." Like they witnessed it. They're like watching me like do the thing in the middle of the showroom.
Yeah. Well, and you know, so many women would shy away from doing that and be scared, you know, like, oh, what are we doing here? You know, like, or hide away in some, you know, closet somewhere. Or so I'm, you know, you're a bold, brave, and yeah, and playful, right? And you know, willing to take the leap and being at the forefront and pioneering this. Just do it. Just bring that wisdom back. Just do it. Yeah. And you know, that's what you're doing. You're just doing it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Some days I'm like, I don't even know if this, like, am I doing this right? Am I going in the right
I
direction?
know. I know. I hear that. I so hear that some days you feel like you don't know what you're doing. And I get that too. But you know, also, you know what I'm feeling, Rachel? There's an energy of like the world being flipped upside down. And I'm not saying that in a kind of like, oh, like the apocalypse is coming and blah, blah, blah. I'm not talking about a fear thing. Like, there's actually something really shifting. I'm seeing a lot of dreams connected to this. And it's just like everything that actually we thought was our foundation, even with spiritual knowledge and practices, when it comes to even house healing or geomancy, I'm getting a lot of information. I connect with light beings as well, and some energies that are really interested in building the new temples of the new earth, and they're very playful too and very funny, you know, and it's just like they're just like, yet you don't need to look at that right now. You don't need to go find that reference or memorize this or really tap your imagination, right? Imagination. Intuition, there you're going to get the inspiration. And like, there's just been some solutions where I've had to like sing and drum. And
Good.
I don't know, like some strange things that, you know, remedies that I wouldn't have. I mean, okay, maybe that's not such a strange one because that's pretty, you know, sound and music. I can't really give a specific example right now, but. This is all to say, it's like I'm feeling that there's a lot shifting, and the previous rules, right, that we knew to apply are shifting and changing. Are you noticing that
Yeah,
at all?
just in the design community and world, I see a lot more intention going into the designs. It's not just about making, you know, beautiful, pretty aesthetic,
Yes.
really about tapping into the person
Yeah.
and design around the intention and the way they want to feel and the memories that they want to create and how they want to operate and, you know, holding them in a very special way that interiors didn't do before. So I'm seeing a lot of designers starting to
Yeah.
think in that space. And I think that's just going to be the norm. Like it's going to be part of like the interior design like process is
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, and that it's a process rather than this end result. Like I'm just seeing these pictures of like the perfect home, you know, in the ma you know, published in the magazines, like there's no underwear on the floor or dirty socks from your children, you know, like it's just so. And I've been actually really, I even find myself going like, oh my God, if I actually took a picture of like what my house looks like right now, I'd be like so embarrassed. But now I'm like getting a bit more like inspired to actually take process photos, like just process and day-to-day living, and then have, there are some good magazines out there that are actually more real, right? Yeah, like some really beautiful artistic kind of like
Just lived in.
more, yeah, more lived in, exactly. Yeah, but you're right. I mean, they're taking more into consideration this the personal process, the story.
Not just putting up art just for art's sake. They're putting, pieces that mean something, that represents, that.
Yeah. I love it. Rachel, we're moving in. Oh, Year of the Dragon. Can you share some about the dragon and some
Actually, don't
feng
have a
shui
ton
wisdom?
of
What are you
stuff
intuiting about this year? Yeah.
on dragon. So with the dragon, for me, it's just that fire energy of like getting things going. I see a fierceness definitely with that. Both my husband and my youngest were born in the year of the dragon, so they're also fun. So it's like this playful. But it's also got this energy of being mischievous and turning things around and, lighting fires and creating a little bit of havoc, just to like move the energy and get things going.
Right. Let's shift things up. Yeah, let's just like mess things up a bit. Yeah.
See what happens. Like,
Nah.
let's turn it
Yeah.
around a little bit and see how you deal with, those sorts of things. But
And there's the wood element too, right? As part of
yeah, so
the
the wood
this year.
element,
Yeah, can you
yeah.
share about that? I'm not a feng shui expert, so it's good for me to hear too. Yeah.
And just the wood element in general is, that growing, the aspirations. So it's, if you think of like trees and wood, it's the long columns, it's the growth, it's the the word that I'm hearing is just lots of growth. So you might just be
Yeah.
feeling like these growing pains and being of abundance that you might not have thought of or that you could even achieve. It's like you're growing up, 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 up. Like there's just this an expansive energy with it, which is
Nice.
really beautiful. And wood feeds fire. And so it's just like this nice loop of, it's a spiral that's kind of growing and getting bigger and fueling, that fiery dragon. So
I love it. Oh, that's really beautiful. Yeah, it's like stoking the fire, right? Kindling the fire with the wood,
and
with the growth element. That's really beautiful. Yeah.
water, water supports wood, so it's like just tapping into the that space as well and connecting with water, and water is connected to our emotions, so being really emotionally connected and that can help you grow. So there's so many different sort of layers happening there.
So yeah, wow. Well, that's exciting. I'm excited to watch what unfolds this year for all of us. Yeah. So as we close today, Rachel, share what else you're up to, if there's any events or
Yeah. So
talks. Yeah.
we've got the Design Coven, all the events that are happening, on a monthly basis. We've got the three that happen every month. I am currently working on creating a new podcast. So the podcast is
Oh,
going to be a connection with Tiger Veil and my personal design practice. So it's going
beautiful.
back to the original idea of supporting potential clients in creating holistic homes and spaces to support them. So not necessarily teaching design practices and things to designers, but the clientele being potential
Being the property owners,
property
yeah,
owners,
land stewards, yeah.
so giving them the tools
Great.
and tricks for that. I'm revamping my newsletter, so that's in the process of happening. What else? I'm working on a deck, an oracle deck for the
Ooh.
home. So, that's kind of been in the process for quite a while, and I feel like I'm ho finally kind of honing in on that.
Wow, that's big work. That's really big work. Yeah. I could just because I'm just tasting and seeing, I always see these whoosh of your colors, the beautiful colors on your Instagram profile. Everyone has to check out Rachel's Instagram profile. So, I mean, you can go through Tiger Veil, but you can also go through Rachel Lorraine.
Yeah, with an
Yeah,
A.
Rachel Lorraine, the Design Coven. I mean, they're all linked to each other, but everyone has to go look at the incredible graphics and the videos and the music. But like, you really have a good sense, amazing talent and sense for breathing and speaking spirit through color and through texture and through sound.
Oh, thank
That's a
you.
real talent. And I'm just now picturing, like, I mean, I don't know what they look like, but the
I
tarot
know.
cards, right? Like, oh, they're probably gonna be so delicious, like montage-y and like
Yes.
layered. Yeah, I
Yes.
feel it. I feel
Yeah.
it. Yeah. And that's
Yeah,
real.
you
And
got
you
it.
know what? I've actually had moments where I was like, if I could just have some kind of a card deck in the middle of this crisis I'm experiencing in my house construction, it would really bring me relief right now. So I'm glad that you're doing it. You got to do it. I need it.
Oh, and I'm glad that you mentioned that because it's like, yeah, during construction, that's the most stressful thing that people go.
Right. So there could be some cards there that speak to that a bit more, right? I mean, there's the whole birthing phase, right? And then there's the actual building phase, and then there can be some phases related to money, right? Like, you know, let's get it on. We need to build the most beautiful millwork, right? So yeah, no, I'm excited for that, and I look forward to seeing those published.
Yeah, I'm super stoked about it. And we're going through a website redo. I'm really bringing in, it's not funny that you mentioned color. I'm just really bringing in color in a whole different way than I have before. So I'm stoked for that.
That's amazing. Wow. Well, you're such an inspiration, Rachel. And thank you so much for coming on the show. And really, everyone, you have to check out what Rachel's doing. Design Coven, Tiger Veil, Rachel Lorraine. Check out all of her sites, especially on Instagram. I think you're quite active through Instagram. And yeah, the membership site for Design Coven sounds really supportive for other women architects and designers who are wanting to get witchy with their designs.
Yeah, for
Yeah.
sure.
You're just
Amazing.
hearing it. You're hearing the call. You got to do it. Otherwise, you're just going to be chronically ill, like I used to be. I used to be chronically ill because I just wasn't listening to my soul's purpose. Yeah.
Wow.
So,
And here you are.
and here I am with you. Yay. All right,
Oh.
Rachel, it was great to connect today, and sending you blessings for the dragon year, and to your family and children, and may abundance and beauty and magic flow through into your life and in your business.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the New Earth Architectress. It's my intention to inspire more women architects and designers to come out of hiding and unleash their intuitive powers to lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and their divine calling while making a powerful impact on Earth. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review on iTunes, and share this episode with women who you know are feeling the nudges to take the big leap and bridge spirit with design. You can find out more about me and the New Earth Architectress movement by visiting aisharosemelodyhassan.com. Until next time, Güle güle.